You're listening to a podcast from 702.
We were talking about religion in schools. Why were we talking about that? Well, the Johannesburg High Court has ruled that schools can't promote one religion. The High Court ruled that the adoption of a single religion at schools would be a disadvantage to the pupils. And I did confess that initially I was a bit, it's neither here nor there. I'm ambivalent. If it's a predominantly Christian environment, then let them do what they want to do. If it's a predominantly Jewish environment, let them. But now I'm kind of looking at it from the education department's point of view. If they start allowing, you know, schools or communities to choose their own religion, does it not mean that they're abdicating their responsibility to accommodate those who don't subscribe to that particular religion? And I'm asking you as parents to give meaning to this and not leave it to the players who went to court. How do you feel? I mean, if you are of a particular religion and your child goes to a school and they've adopted a particular religion, how would you feel about that? A religion that's different from yours? Or do you feel that even if you are a Christian or Jewish or Muslim, you don't support your school practicing your religion precisely because the constitution, you know, we are a secular state and all religions must enjoy equal attention, as it were. At a practical level, I think that's not always possible. I'm very flexible when it comes to this. At a practical level, if you're saying all religions, or maybe there's no place for religion in schools, if that's your argument, fair enough. But if you're saying that you know, there's no, it's okay, basically, for a school to adopt a particular religion, where do you stop? Where do you stop? And even as religious as you are you opposed to a particular religion in a school because you subscribe more to the secularity of our constitution than your own religion? I mean, it requires you to get out of your comfort zone. So I would have to be, let's say I'm an atheist, for argument's sake. Let's say I'm an atheist, but I support a school adopting a religion of its choice because the majority of families and children subscribe to that religion. Do you hear where I'm going with this? I'm saying, let's just assume Rudy Clive is an atheist, but she lives in a community that is predominantly Muslim or Jewish or Christian, and the best school in that environment happens to have adopted one particular religion. Can I get outside myself, as it were, and be okay with my child being there and being taught principles or pillars of that particular religion? Or maybe it's simply not possible to transcend our own personal beliefs and be comfortable with our children being taught something that is different from what we believe. Not something that is negative or harmful or ugly, no. Something that is just different. Or do you think, you know what, life would just be easy if you just leave education out of it. Just leave it, because you're never going to make everybody happy. What do you think? Let's go to Mike in Oakland. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Rudy. Rudy, regarding teaching the religion in schools, I honestly believe it shouldn't be done.
Yeah.
The reason I say that is, A, we're a secular country.
Okay.
And B, we're being government schools, quite often you don't get the choice of what school your child goes to.
Okay.
And then if he goes to, a Christian school and you're not Christian, you know, they're turning around and saying to you that their invisible friend has got more validity than your invisible friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens if you go to that school and the teacher giving a religious instruction turns out to be a creationist? The child goes to geography and he learns about the formation of mountains and fossils. Then he goes to the religious instruction and the nutcase tells him, well, don't believe all that, the earth is only 6,000 years old.
Mm.
You know, it's stupid. It really is. They should use that time to teach something that's going to be useful for the children. Or better still, teach the children a broad overview of every religion. You know, children are not born Jewish, they're not born Christian, they're not born Muslim. They're born into those particular families.
Yes.
And the parents should turn around and say, my child has got the intelligence to decide for himself what he believes and what he doesn't believe. I mean, are people's religious beliefs that fragile that they have to rely on the school to reinforce it?
Wow.
No, seriously.
That's very profound.
Seriously. You know, everybody is an atheist except for their own one God. No, seriously. I mean, there's probably... I mean, what if I believe in Thor? Or I believe in fairies or Father Christmas? I've got just as much validity in my belief as somebody believes in Jesus Christ or Muhammad or somebody else.
Wow.
You can't prove they exist. You can't prove they don't exist. But don't belittle my beliefs just because your invisible friend is more popular than mine.
Hmm. That's just so deep and so, I mean, I'm sure it's making a lot of people uncomfortable here, Mike.
No, be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
A lot of people turn around and say, ah, but my child gets moral values from being a Christian. Read the Bible. Read how when Moses left and went on his walkabout, they came across the Amalekites. What did God say? Kill the buggers. Kill them all. Steal their goats. Kill the men. Kill the children. Rape the women. Keep the good-looking ones for wives. And carry on your way. I mean, there's a lovely... nice bit. Did you read another bit in the Bible? Oh, we're in favor of slavery. All the black races are no good just to be slaves. That's not a high moral value at all.
Hmm.
You know, the trouble is most people are what I call cafeteria Christians.
Cafeteria?
They go to church on a Sunday with their empty plate of salvation and they say, oh, well, I'll have a bit of Genesis. Little bit of Luke, little bit of Mark. Oh, I don't want any Leviticus. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth. And then they go home with their little plate of salvation and they feel good and nice. And then they start again on the Monday. It's hypocritical. It really is. Rather spend the time teaching the kids something useful. I'm sorry if I sound like I'm on a soapbox, but when I think of the twaddle that I was taught at school, and it was such a waste of time.
Well, Mike, let me put it to you this way. I don't have the guts to say what you've just said. Let me just confess that. But you said it, and it's your belief. I don't have the courage on a public platform to go where you've gone. So you went there. I don't need to go there. In our private space, I would have had a lovely conversation with you about this matter. But where I'm comfortable going is the point that you made about, not in so many words, but that parents are basically abdicating their responsibilities and leaving it up to the schools to teach their children. You're saying if that's what you believe, then that's what you teach at home, and the school is not the place.
Morals don't stop just because you've left school.
Yeah.
It's got to start in the home and finish in the home. Too many parents leave their children, abdicate all responsibility and leave it to the teachers in the schools to tell them what to do, to bring them up and make them into nice little people. Believe me, I'm not belittling religion as such. A lot of people get a lot of pleasure. They get a lot of emotional strength from being religious. But don't be hypocritical. That's all I say. You know, think about it carefully. I mean, there's lots of passages in, as I say, in the Bible. One says one thing, one says another. So you end up being a cafeteria Christian. You'll pick the little bits that you want and forget the rest.
Mike, thank you for calling. I'll never forget you. Believe me.
I'll never forget you, really, and I shall miss you terribly.
Bye-bye. That's Mike.
Cheers, love.
Bye, darling. Mike in Oakland.